Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
School of Humans.
Over the past week, I've been doing everything I can to get more information about Leo.
But it's also extremely hard because at the time he was 17. So like anyone, I mean, there might've been older people who would show up on databases and things, but if you're 17, like you really don't show up.
Yeah, that's kind of true too, right? So, you know, he's not going to have any kind of credit profile, any kind of anything. Like he'd show up if he had like maybe some criminal records, but that's about it. If he didn't have any of that, you know, as a kid, you know, unless his parents like put him on like their credit card as an authorized user or something, which is not a common thing, you know, it's going to be difficult trying to figure that out.
Finally, I found his current address.
I did some like looking into Leo, and he is actually not even in Little Rock. He's in this area called Hot Springs National Park, which is like a little town right next to Hot Springs. Like the thought of going around there looking for him is like not a great one. You know what I mean? It would be like going into all types of like remote areas looking for him. So I don't think I'll be door knocking on him.
Saturday night, the night before Ebby talked with Eric and then Trevor, is still this giant black hole. But we do have a clearer picture now than we did when we first started investigating. We know that Ebby wasn't at Eric's. She wasn't at Danielle's. She wasn't with C. She wasn't at her mom and stepdad's house or at her grandparents' house. And at the time, Trevor had a roommate. She confirmed that she and Trevor went out of town for that wedding on Saturday night. So Ebby was not supposed to stay at Trevor's house either. And now we've talked to one more of Ebby's close friends, who gives us even more clues about what was going on with Ebby before she disappeared. I'm Katherine Townsend. This is Hell and Gone. We've been trying to learn more about the security guard, Guy Hooper, and his son, Josh. Even though Guy Hooper is now in his 70s and has been doing security work for a long time, this has not been easy. Unlike in some previous cases we've worked on, law enforcement in Ebby's case, even though they haven't been able to share information due to the case being open and active, have in some cases answered questions for us. We asked them about Guy Hooper. What we were told is that he was interviewed and that he was polygraphed and cleared. Now, that may be true, but this would also not be the first time that I've heard about an airtight alibi or someone being cleared by law enforcement, only for me to discover later that this was not the case. Part of the problem is that cleared is kind of a vague term in and of itself. This is a well-known problem in the United States. In most cases, even when police do not make an arrest or identify a suspect, they can publicly say that they've cleared the crime. That's actually the way they determine the national clearance rate, or the percentage of cases that are cleared versus those that are still under investigation. So clearing a suspect is an even more vague term. We put the word out on social media and on Ebby's family's Facebook page, Find Ebby Stepak. A Helen Gone listener reaches out. She gives me a link to an article that the Arkansas Democrat Gazette published back in 2000. It's about a nightclub in Little Rock called Planet Earth. It's closed now, but it was on Cantrell Road back in the day. In September of 2000, Guy Hooper was working with a company called Security World. He and another Security World officer named William Shervinka worked with the bouncers at the club. One night, they got into an altercation with a 22-year-old man named Damon Helton. He had come to the club with a friend. Three bouncers, Sean Webb, Daryl Griffith, and Philip David House, along with Guy and William Shervinka, all five of them were charged with beating Damon Helton. Originally, they were all charged with second-degree battery, which is a felony. When the trial finally happened, only Sean Webb was found guilty, and he was found guilty of the lesser misdemeanor charge, third-degree battery. The other four, including Hooper, were acquitted. According to an article in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, quote, Pulaski County Deputy Prosecuting Attorney Melanie Martin had argued that Webb perforated Helton's eardrum when he punched him in the left ear, and that Hooper, House, and Shervinka kicked, punched, and hit Helton with a flashlight a short time later, end quote. Helton was an Army Ranger, and during the trial, according to the newspaper, he testified that it took weeks for his ear to heal, and that during that time, he was basically tone deaf. Damon said that it all started when he was at the club with a friend. At some point, the friend walked outside to the parking lot, and then the bouncers refused to let his friend back in. He started trying to persuade one of the bouncers, Daryl Griffith, into letting his friend back in. Then at some point, he put his hand on Daryl Griffith's arm. At that point, he said Daryl basically turned on him, grabbed his throat, and pushed him down to the curb. Then, he said Sean Webb approached him and punched him in the ear. That was the punch that did the most damage. He said he tried to walk away, but Guy Hooper, Philip David House, and William Shervinka followed him. This part is extremely disturbing, and I really don't want to paraphrase it, so I'm going to read it directly from the article. It read, quote, He said the security guards ripped off their belts, taunting him and trying to start a fight, end quote. At that point, he testified that the security guards got him down on the ground and started beating him. He said, quote, At the time, I was very threatened. I had heard about guys getting the crap kicked out of them down there, but I never thought I'd be one of them, end quote. At some point during this fight, another nightclub patron also threw a punch and hit Damon Helton. Guy Hooper, his fellow security guard and the bouncers, denied that they had ever hit Damon. They said that that other nightclub patron was the only one who threw a punch. But multiple witnesses backed up Damon Helton's version of events. And the club did have a reputation. The paper described the club as being known, quote, among police officers and prosecutors as being a place where bouncers regularly pick on people they are supposed to protect, end quote. Prosecuting attorney Larry Jegley told the Democrat Gazette at the time that he wanted to use the state's public nuisance laws to try to shut that business down. That didn't end up happening, but the club was hit with a lot of bad publicity. including civil lawsuits from people claiming that they had been injured by the bouncers, including one in 2002 from an Oklahoma man who sued the nightclub for $1.5 million. He claimed that he received multiple injuries after five bouncers jumped on him. Eventually, Planet Earth closed. Guy Hooper moved on to another security company, and eventually, onto the Chenal Valley area. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on. Get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
In Ebby's case, maybe more than any case I've ever worked on, we've had to question everything that we know. Every detail of the so-called official story. Cell phone data is crucial to this case. And it also seems to be an area that has not been investigated properly and that could have been mishandled by the police. First, there was the failure to get a warrant and take the boys' phones from Friday night. If they had gotten those phones immediately, they could have verified everyone's location during that crucial time frame when Ebby went missing. We've also been looking for more information about Ebby's phones in general. Remember, Laurie told us Ebby had recently swapped phones with a friend. That friend was Kaylee.
Hello.
Hey, is this Kaylee?
This is.
Hey, it's Catherine Townsend.
Hi.
Did I catch you at a bad time?
No, you're good. If you hear my son, though, he's in bed with me.
That's absolutely fine. I have a chihuahua, and you'll probably hear him throughout.
Okay.
He'll be barking at least 6 times.
Kaylee's been interviewed by other news outlets before, but this is the first time her side of the story is being told on the record. There has been tension between Ebby's family and Kaylee in the past. She believes that because there was this tension between her and Ebby's family, A lot of the information she has said publicly hasn't been used.
Like, I didn't want to do it in, like, my side or, like, what I know not be able to be told, if that makes
sense. Yeah, I understand.
Kaylee met Ebby in February 2015. They worked together at Playtime Pizza. Even after they both quit those jobs, they stayed friends. Ebby got a job at Foot Locker at McCain Mall. And Kaylee also had a new job at Big Rock Fun Park. Sometimes, Ebby would hang out with Kaylee and Kaylee's coworkers. After Ebby started clashing more and more with her family, Kaylee told Ebby that she could stay at her house.
So I was like, well, you can come live with me for a little bit. Like, you can come stay with me. You don't need to be in an environment like that. So I talked to my mom, and she ended up staying with me for, like, a few weeks. And while she was staying with me, she was still going to school and doing what she's supposed to.
Kaylee says that Ebby started staying with her in September 2015, the month before Ebby disappeared, and stayed for a few weeks.
And the whole time, it was really good. She was acting normal, like everything was perfectly fine. She never hung out with guys that she didn't know. And if she did mention to do that, like while she was staying with me, me and my older sister, Destiny, would always be like try to tell her, like, that's not safe. Like, don't hang out with anyone you don't know unless someone you know is with you or people know exactly where you're at. She would never hang out with, like, any random guys like that or people she didn't know.
Because Ebby compartmentalized her life and had these different friend groups, Kaylee said she didn't know any of the people who were at the party on Friday. She also didn't know Leo, the guy from the photographs. Kaylee did go to Chalamont Park with Ebby. Chalamont Park is right in front of another high school called Joe T. Robinson, the one that Kaylee and some of her friends attended. They all went there one time while Ebby was staying with Kaylee. Sometimes, she said, in September. It was around 11 p.m.
So we ended up going to the park one night with you guys. I just remember one of them. But I just remember us going there one night, and that was the first time I ever been there with her, and we've, like, the only time we ever went. So I didn't think she went often. It was just, like, that one time, but she knew where it was.
But Ebby and Kaylee ended up leaving quickly.
We ended up leaving because we felt uncomfortable with those guys, and Ebby called him out on it because Ebby is the type of person that's, like, very blunt, and she'll tell you how she feels. And the guys didn't really like it because she said that she told one of them that he seems like a pedophile or a rapist, like he's just being creepy, and he didn't like that. So we ended up leaving and never talked to them again. And after that, we never been to that park.
I'm hoping that Kaylee can help us figure out who these two guys are. And then Kaylee told us about what had happened with the phone. She confirmed that they had switched devices.
We ended up, like, I ended up buying her phone, and I gave her my phone. Like, we just switched phones. She sold me her iPhone 6, I think it was, and I let her have my 5. So, I guess somehow my Apple ID was still in that phone. So, anytime she took, like, pictures or screenshots, I would get it on my phone.
The last time that Kaylee saw Ebby was early October 2015.
She ended up saying she could go stay with her dad. So it was probably like the beginning of October was the last time I actually got to hang out with her like that. The last time I spoke to her was that Friday before she went missing because we made plans to hang out that Sunday. She was supposed to come back from a trip that she was going to take with one of her friends. But then after that, I found out she went missing and I didn't hear from her again.
Did she tell you where she was supposed to go on Saturday night?
She said that Friday she was like, me and my friend, she didn't tell me what friend, but she was like, me and my friend are going out of town on a trip, like, for the weekend. But apparently it got canceled, so she ended up not going. But I didn't know that part. I just knew she was going, like, out of town for the weekend. I don't remember where.
Kaylee does not remember exactly who Ebby was supposed to take this trip with.
But I just know she said that she was going to go out of town. And then that Sunday she came back, we could hang out.
We know that we can eliminate Kaylee's house from where Ebby was on Saturday night. So that means that whoever Ebby was staying with wasn't any of the people who she was staying with after she left home. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
After Ebby went missing, Kaylee said that she was worried that the police were not investigating. So one day, she and her mom decided to go to Chalmont Park themselves. Even though Detective Tommy Hudson would later say that they could not have smelled decomposition from where they were, Kaylee says she will never forget what she saw and smelled that day. We've heard this story secondhand, but here it is in Kaylee's own words.
So after we talked to them, we went to the park, and my mom walked over there first. She instantly, with the drainage pipe, she was like, Kaylee, no, don't come down here. Like, stay up there. And I was like, no, I'm coming. Like, I want to know what's going on. So I went down there and I smelled it too. And so my mom ended up calling the cops multiple times, probably 3 or 4. And then they finally came out and investigated it. Like, they just lifted it up and was like, oh, it's sewage, and called it a day. Which, it upset me so much, because I was like, literally, like, you guys could have found her 2 weeks after she went missing and known, like, exactly what happened to her.
Kaylee went back to the park herself to check the manhole.
Me and my friend Lace at the time, I was like, can we go down there and see if we could go investigate that? We were, what, like, it was 2015, so I was like 16, 17 at the time, so not the smartest, but I was like, let's go see if we can, like, go down there and see if, like, we can see anything, because obviously the cops aren't taking it seriously, but even if Evie did want to go down there was no way she could have fit to shimmy herself down there, and that drain, like, me and my friend couldn't even pick it up. It was too heavy. There's no way she could have done it herself and moved it back. So, like, that theory just makes no sense. And the way that the ladder was, it was, like, on the back side. So, like, if she did get in there, she would have to, like, stretch across to the other side of, like, the hole to get even to the ladder thing. How would she have possibly done that?
So, Kaylee also does not believe that Ebby would have gone down there herself.
Whenever they told me that they found everything in her vehicle, Ebby wasn't the type of person to leave her purse or her phone or anything like that anywhere. Like, she always had to have it with her because she was always about taking pictures and videos and, like, all types of stuff like that. So, like, whenever they said she left her phone and everything, like, that was a red flag to me, because Ebby wasn't that type of person to just be nonchalant and leave everything and not think about it.
There's been a lot of confusion about sort of what she might have been on the day that she called her brother.
Yeah.
Do you know what kind of drugs she may have done?
She only smoked weed. And even then, I tried to get her to stop.
Right.
But she only smoked weed. And that's the only thing I knew she was messing with. And she only did it with the people she was, like, hanging out outside of me. Because I wasn't a smoker. So I was like, Evie, like, it's better if you don't do that, because it can lead you, like, you could do something really hard, or, like, someone that you don't know could, like, lay something, and, like, mm-hmm. It can really hurt you.
Kaylee also heard about the towel.
My mom smelt it where the car was parked, and the towel was leading into the drain, which we found that out the day that we found out about her car, because they said that there was, like, a towel leading into the drain, which that's obviously, like, something, like, why wouldn't you want to look in there? If there's a towel leading into the drain on the ground, why wouldn't you look in the drain to begin with? I think it was, like, a red color, and I was like, well, we didn't have a red towel. Like, Evie never carried around a towel, but apparently it was a towel from her brother's house, because whenever she stopped living with me, she ended up moving in with her dad, and then apparently she moved in with her brother, and I think the towel was, like, the brother's, like, she took it from her brother's house or something, and that's what they said. But that's all I just know that it was, like, the detective said it was next to her car leading, like, into the drain.
So now we know where the towel came from. It came from Ebby's brother's house, so it must have come out of her car. Kaylee says that Ebby was planning to give her phone back and that the screen was cracked. So that could explain why there was a receipt for what appeared to be a pay-as-you-go phone inside Ebby's car. If she was planning to give the iPhone 5 back, maybe she bought a second phone as a backup. I asked Kaylee what happened to her phone when police first questioned her.
Well, after she went missing, do you remember, were you still getting her pictures in your cloud?
I did get, like, whenever I found out she was actually missing and I had to talk to a detective, I looked in, like, the screenshot part, and whenever the last stuff I got was, like, I actually have the pictures. I can look at the date. I have them in my email.
She says the last screenshot she got from that phone was something that sounds like the text exchange that we saw between Ebby and C about the video.
You don't still have the phone, do you?
No, the police never gave it back to me. Like, they wouldn't give it back to me. Like, the phone...
Oh, so they took it.
They tried to take the phone that I had And at first they were like, well, you don't need, we're not going to take the phone. Just give us everything you need. So I gave them everything that that could possibly help them. And then they tried again to take my phone, but the phone that was Ebby's was originally mine. Like, Ebby didn't pay for it. So I was supposed to get that back, and they never gave that back. So I never got that one back, but they never actually physically took mine because my parents were like, we gave you everything. You went through her phone. There's nothing else. Like, there's no reason for you to keep her phone if she's cooperating and gave you everything that you guys asked for. So they never actually took it. But I ended up trading that in because it's been years. So I ended up getting a new phone, I think, in 2017. And I haven't had that phone since.
Detective Bruce Maxwell has said that he's looked through Ebby's phone, all 6,000 photos that are on there. But I wonder if there could be anything still in the cloud, still in Kaylee's phone, that could help us. She says she's going to give us her iCloud login. So now, we're going to touch base with Mike and go through everything that Kaylee has. Like so many of my investigations, you reach a point where it's a waiting game. So I'm playing phone tag with sources, or just waiting until a source changes their mind and wants to talk. And instead of reporting any more second or third-hand stories, we're trying our best to get to the source of all these rumors. There's another source who's done a lot of investigating into Ebby's death, and she just told me Ebby's body might not have been found in the way the police reported it. I'm Katherine Townsend. This is Helen Gone. Helen Gone is a production of School of Humans and iHeartRadio. It's written and hosted by me, Katherine Townsend, and produced by Gabby Watts and Mike Dowd. Our executive producers are Brandon Barr, Elsie Crowley, and Virginia Prescott. Mix and master is by Ryan Peoples, and our music is by Ben Salee. If you have any information regarding Ebby's case, please call our tip line at 678-632-6159.
School of Humans. School of Humans.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.